South Korean President Nomu Hyun expressed renewed hope Thursday that six-nation talks would eventually solve the problem of North Korea's nuclear weapons programs. In an annual New Year's address and news conference at the presidential Blue House here in Seoul, Mr. No says conditions are ripe for stalled talks to resume. Mr. No says he cannot set a definitive date for the talks, but expects they can resume soon after President Bush is inaugurated for a second term this month. North Korea boycotted the fourth round of talks in September after Beijing hosted three unsuccessful rounds involving Japan, Russia, and the United States. Pyongyang said it wants a second Bush administration to change what it calls a hostile U.S. attitude and massive aid. Washington demands that North Korea irreversibly and verifiably dismantle its nuclear weapons programs, as promised under numerous international agreements. President No also outlined prospects for tense North-South relations, saying he is open to a summit but does not think leader Kim Jong-il will accept anytime soon. The two countries have been divided for more than 50 years and have never signed a peace treaty since the Korean War ended in 1953. Separately, Mr. No said South Korean forces would continue to participate in stabilization operations in Iraq past this month's scheduled elections. Mr. No says South Korea would remain in northern Iraq until the country is more stable, but added he doesn't believe Seoul's deployment will last much longer. President No also outlined plans to hold a meeting with the chiefs of South Korea's large conglomerates as a step toward revitalizing the country's economy. He promises to follow through on pledges to make government more transparent and expand job creation by strengthening small and medium-sized businesses. Kurt Aishin, VOA News, Seoul.